Chuddy, written by Anna Girolami, directed by James Steventon. Proudly brought to you by Bamalan Productions, bringing new talent to your ears.
Darling, I'll be right here. I'm not going anywhere. You'll be fine. Don't you worry. You're going to be just fine. Aren't you?
Chuddy.
What? Chuddy. Oh, right. Heather, how do you do?
For fuck's sake. Do you want some chuddy? Chud. Chewy. Spitch.
What?
Would you like some chewing gum?
Oh, no. No, thank you.
Yeah, well, I'd rather have a fag myself, but well, you know. Anyway, Eva, I'm Jax.
What?
I'm Jax.
You're Jax what?
Jax Bennett.
Jax. That's unusual.
Of course. Well, it's Jacqueline really, innit? Well, I never could spell it. Jax, that's me.
Right.
Just trying to make some conversation. You know, both of us stuck out here. God knows what's going on in there. Just thought a bit of chat, you know, pass the time.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Can't you be quiet for a single second? My daughter's in there having a heart attack, and I really don't have the time to listen to your incessant chatter.
Hey! My daughter's in there too, you know.
Oh. Right.
Heart attack. That's a bit crap. Are you sure?
She couldn't breathe. Kept clutching at her chest. Oh, Mummy, I think I'm dying. She's been ill for months. Throwing up, losing weight. She hasn't been to college at all this term. Maybe they'll finally do something about it now.
So what with her?
I don't know. So many doctors and they all say something different. Post-viral fatigue syndrome. That's what the last one called it. She suggested antidepressants. As if that's going to sort out a cardiac problem. What about your daughter?
Bex. Becky. Rebecca Louise, if you want a Sunday name.
Is she okay?
Not really. Looney Tunes, that's my Bex. She'll need that parvo, can I expect? Third time. They'll be giving her a loyalty card soon.
What's the parvo stuff?
It's what you get from an overdose. Paracetamol overdose.
Third time? Really?
I mean, what does she want to go and do that for? She had a job. Decent fella. She would down Tiger Tiger every flipping Saturday night. Life a bleeding hard, as far as I could see. Maybe she'd have only...
Granger?
Me? Oh, that's me. Well, I ain't Granger no more, but...
You're Rebecca Granger's mother?
Yeah, is she okay?
She's on her way up to the acute ward.
Have you got the parvo stuff for her? When can I see her?
The Parvolex is up and running. Try not to worry, Mrs.
Yeah, but when can I see her?
Not yet. She's still... She's not very... Look, just let them get her settled, and then I'm sure you'll be okay to go up. Now then, would you be Nicole Lawson's mother by any chance?
Nicole? Me? Yes, that's me. Nicole, how is Nicole? She's going to be all right, isn't she?
Let's find somewhere else to talk.
Oh, don't mind me. I'll go have a few fags with you two to chat.
Mrs. Lawson, it's good news, really. Your daughter can be discharged tonight.
Oh, and thank God. Her heart. It's okay.
There's nothing wrong with her heart. At the moment. As I was saying...
But the pain in her chest. She couldn't breathe.
As I'm trying to tell you, Mrs. Lawson, Nicole's heart is fine. She can go tonight, but I'm going to arrange for her to see someone. Soon, I think.
Well, her heart can't possibly be fine, Doctor. She could hardly breathe.
Her heart is fine.
Is it her lungs, then? It's not her heart. It must be her lungs. Has she got pneumonia? Oh, she doesn't take care of herself at all.
No, I can see that. She's appallingly underweight.
Oh, she's always been a dainty eater. His little princess of father used to call her.
Mrs. Lawson, listen. Listen to me. Your daughter Nicole had a severe panic attack. That's why she couldn't breathe. It's nothing to do with her heart. Such severe anxiety symptoms are by no means uncommon. Plus, on top of that, although not really for me to say, I'm pretty sure she's also clinically anorexic.
But surely,
she needs help.
I know. I know. That's what I've been trying to tell everyone. The heart is
There's nothing wrong with her heart. At least not yet. But there will be soon if she goes on like this. She needs expert help from a psychiatrist. She needs expert help.
How dare you stand there making these appalling insinuations? Do you think I don't know my own daughter?
Mrs. Wilson,
how old are you? Are you even qualified? I will not have my daughter fobbed off on a training.
Mrs. Lawson.
No, I want a second opinion. Let me see a consultant. Go and get me someone who knows what they're talking about.
Let me assure you.
Or I can go private, you know. We've got the insurance.
But Mrs. Lawson, I can assure you. I'm fully qualified and very experienced.
It's the beds, isn't it? That's why you're sending her home. You just don't want to use up one of your precious bloody beds. I'll be talking to my MP first thing in the morning.
Hey, love, I brought you the brew.
Her daughter gets to bed. Oh, yes. Good for nothing layabout. Out clubbing every weekend and probably takes drugs all the time. She can have a bed.
Hi. Mrs. Lawson, that is completely unacceptable.
Why can't Nicole have her bed? That one. She's already overdosed 3 times. She'll only go and do it again, you know. It's a waste of time and money trying to sort her out. She'll do it again. Give Nicole her bed.
Mrs. Lawson, I'll give you a moment to think about all this. I'll come back in a little while.
You fucking bitch. How dare you?
What? I was only suggesting...
Oh, I know exactly what you were suggesting, you stuck-up cow. You think my bets don't matter compared to your precious Nicole. You think that just because I ain't got an iPhone and an arm full of bling... Oh, your sort give me the right arsehole. You don't know nothing about our lives. You, with your fancy top and your perfect head.
Ah!
What?
All my life. All my bloody life, I try so hard. Never raise my voice. Never a hair out of place. I'm always exactly what I'm supposed to be. Hair, lipstick, pearls and a smile. Always cheerful, always useful, never make a fuss. Oh, you can count on Heather, everybody always does. Always so perfect, so bloody, bloody perfect. And I'm so tired.
Whatever. Just stop if it's that terrible.
Stop. Are you mad? I can't possibly stop.
Why not?
Someone might see. It was supposed to be different for her. Nicole. I swore it would be different. That I wouldn't... That I'd protect her. But somehow... Somehow I...
I always wondered if it's my fault. Bex does it because of me. I've got no one else, see. Just me and her, and I'm always on at her, aren't I? Always moaning. Life's hard. I've got no one else to moan at but her. So I moan. Not about her. Not usually, anyway. Just at her. She's all I've got.
But I wonder sometimes. Maybe it gets her down. Makes her feel like it's all gone to rat shit. Kids, eh?
Oh, yes, kids. You do your best, don't you?
You're flipping best. All the flipping time.
You do your best and still.
Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes, yes. I don't suppose you've got a wet wipe, have you? Oh, Jacqueline, I'm sorry. I'm sure Rebecca isn't really a loony or a layabout.
She's not. She's a good girl, really, my bet. But something's not right. And, yeah, I'm sure your Nicole ain't a loony either.
Oh, I should hope not. She needs help, though. There's no doubt about that.
Mrs. You can go and see Rebecca now. Shall I get someone to take you?
Oh, no, you're all right, love. I know the way. Is she upstairs as usual?
That's right. They're expecting you. I should warn you.
What? That
she's pretty bad this time. We don't yet know how she...
Ta, love.
Mrs. Lawson?
Doctor, I really must apologise. It was just all a bit of a shock. I've never been...
That's quite all right, Mrs. Lawson. I understand these things are difficult.
Thank you, Doctor. I'm ready to take Nicole home now.
About that.
What?
That was one of the things I was trying to tell you.
What?
Nicole won't be coming home with you.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Doctor. Of course she's coming home. Where else would she go?
Well, she's called a friend. Tricia?
I've never heard such nonsense. Just let me see her and we'll sort this out.
She doesn't want to see you, Mrs. Lawson.
Chuddy.
Chuddy. Thank you.
What are you going to do now?
I don't know.
Pardon?
Go home, I suppose.
Here's your coat, Mrs. Lawson. I told Nicole I'd give it back to you.
Well, she can keep it for the moment. She'll need it.
She wants you to have it back.
Doctor, would you give Nicole a message for me?
Yes.
Tell her I understand. No. Tell her I'm starting to understand. She can come home whenever she's ready.
I'll tell her.
And tell her... I love her.
I'll tell her. I promise.
Jacqueline, I don't really like chewing gum. Do you mind if I...
Whatever. Bin it.
What I said earlier, it was... Well, I was just... I shouldn't have said it. I really hope Rebecca...
Yeah. Thanks.
Maybe I'll see you around.
Probably. I'll be here, I expect.
I'll look for you.
In all.
Chuddy. Written by Anna Girolami. Directed by James Stevenson. Starring Fiona Egan as Heather, Ali Donahue as Jax, and Emily Hayworth as Chris.